joke?
Yeah, we got a joke.
We got a joke, okay. Chinese or English?
English.
Good.
The car Land Rover, and always on the back of car, the wheel, write 4x4.
Okay, the wheel, right, 4x4, okay.
And the owner, they got the car, it's a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, somebody write it, it's equal 16.
Okay.
And the owner...
4x4, and then he wrote equal 16.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the wheel of the Land Rover, okay?
Yeah, the new car.
Uh-huh.
And the owner tried to paint it off and make it nice and clean. The next day it happened again.
Again.
So the owner got a good idea. He got a nice paint, just painted nice and beautifully, equal 16.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he thought, solved the problem. But next day, and he found the car, this tick, yes.
You're right, huh?
Okay,
okay. Okay, that reminds me of another joke. There was a guy who parked just a simple car, you know, in a parking lot, and he put a cardboard outside, the sign, saying, there's nothing valuable in the car. You know it, right? All of you? Okay. So that people don't break in, he said. There's nothing really valuable in my car. Okay. When he came back, the car was broken and everything turned upside down, inside out. I said, my God, why? I already wrote the sign like that, nothing valuable. Why somebody even bothered to break in my car? And he looked in the compartment, there was a sign inside saying, we just check if you tell the truth or not. Okay, one more? You have? Any? Anybody upstairs or in the garage? Have a joke? Oh. Okay.
Shy.
Me too. But we are all family here, you know? It's just family. Yeah?
No.
No? Oh, too bad. Oh, well. For what family?
Drunk and married.
Okay.
Yeah, to one guy, got my drunk and went home. And the next morning, he get up and found his wife make very beautiful breakfast for him. But
breakfast.
Every time when he get drunk and go home next morning, his wife always scold him and make very bad face to him.
Mm-hmm.
He got confused.
You got it, guys? Okay, okay. The wife always scold her husband whenever he's drunk and come home. But this time he's drunk and wake up in the morning with a beautiful breakfast. So he's confused, wondering what's happened.
Yeah, and he asked his son, so what did I do last night? His son said, last night when my mom take off your clothes, you said, get rid of me, I'm married.
Get off me, I'm married. When he was drunk, he said that. Because the wife was taking his clothes off for him. And he was drunk, he said, get off me, I'm married. That's why she's happy. Ah, good idea. Okay. Very good. Because people think that when they're drunk, they tell the truth, you know. So she's happy that he's faithful. That's what it is. Okay.
Maybe he wasn't that
wrong. Maybe. Who knows? He didn't tell me. He pretended, huh? He pretended. Anyone? Oh, okay, good.
There's one here.
We go home now?
It's a very short one.
All right, don't worry. Keep it long.
I heard that Winston Churchill, he was not a very nice man. And one day, there was a woman talk to him that, sir, if I were your wife, I would give you a poison to drink.
Yeah.
Then he said, well, if you were my wife, I would drink it.
I drink it. Wow. Wow, my God.
He's cruel.
Yeah. You didn't clap like that when I told a joke. Go ahead.
A Colombian dog in jungle with his lord, and he gets lost. And on the other side, this panther was just about to eat him. And I said, oh my God, what do I do now? He's a little dog. And so when he saw the panther just about to attack him, he started cleaning his nails. God, that was a nice panther I just ate. So the panther said, oh my God, this is a dangerous dog. He just went. So the monkey was looking at the dog. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the panther and said, you know, you stupid panther, you know, that dog just tricked you. I said, how come? I said, well, I was just looking at everything. He didn't eat any panther. I was just a skeleton of another animal there. I said, well, prove it to me. I said, well, let's go together. So then the dog was trying desperately to get his bearings around, and he couldn't know. And then he saw the panther again, but mm-hmm. this time with the monkey. Uh-huh. I said, oh, God, that monkey. Mm-hmm. And then the panther said, all right, you stay here, and I'm going to eat that dog now. So the dog desperately said, oh my God, please, please enlighten me. I said, ah, okay. So he waited there and I said, that stupid monkey is taking love with the other panther. What would be the problem?
Taking what? That stupid monkey what?
The stupid monkey is taking too long with the other panther I sent to bring him out here.
Oh,
I just translated your master.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Understand?
There's one more here.
You don't understand? Okay. Because the panda is coming back to them with the monkey. So the dog was trying desperately. So he said, oh, that stupid monkey. How come it took him so long to bring back this panda? The second panda. It looked like he sent the monkey to send the panda to him to eat. Well, ha-ha.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
I need some more champagne.
How many fingers already?
Okay, there's these three guys, Fanamava and his friends, and they're in the desert, and they come across this lamp. So the one, Fanamava says, we must rub this lamp. You know, maybe there's a genie inside it. So
you must what? Rub the lamp. Okay.
Yeah. So they're rubbing it, and all of a sudden, whoom, out comes this genie. So the genie says, I can grant you each one wish, only one wish. So Fanamava's one friend says, I just want some water, just some water so it can cool me down from this hot sun. So he says, your wish is my command. So whoop, there comes the water. So he's very happy, busy drinking his water, and he's cooling down. Then Fanamava's other friend goes, I only wish for a fan, cool myself down. That way it would be better from the hot sun. So the genie goes, your wish is my command. So, boom, out comes the fan. So he fans himself and he's very, very happy. So Fanamava's sitting there really hard thinking, what can I wish for? You know? So he goes...
Friend? The third friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he goes, I know. So he goes, sorry, can I have a car door? So the genie looks at him, and the genie shakes his head, and he goes, your wish is my command. So, whoomp, he gets a car door. And the other two are like, a car door? One's got water, one's got... Why do you want a car door? So they go to Fanamava, and they say, Fanamava, why did you want a car door out of all the things you could have wished for? So Fanamava goes, you know, when it gets hot, I can just roll down the window.
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, I tell the joke meanwhile, huh? Just she reminds me. There was a man who found the lamp, yeah? And rub, came out the genie. Yes, master, what can I do for you? Big and powerful. And so the so-called master say, well, of course, I want something nice, but how many things can I have? He say, you have only one wish, huh? Say, okay, let me think. And he thought, and he say, oh, you know what, every day I have to drive very far in order to go across the river, you know, to find a way to go across the river. Why don't you just make me a bridge, you know? And then I don't have to drive a long way. You know already, the joker, am I? So the genie look at the river, it's so big and wide, and say, oh my God, it's very difficult. It would take like 10 years to make it. So the man say, well, okay, if it's difficult, then make me understand my wife. And the genie is, okay, okay, what color you want the bridge? Oh. You know the joke, huh? Anyway, it's on the internet. Okay, what's next? I think it's late, huh? We're going home, eh? Family?
No?
No? Your family not waiting for you?
No.
I know, just worry your family might think you should go home.
This is our family.
You okay?
Yes.
All right. It's hard, huh?
I'll tell you a joke.
Tell a joke, finally. The turtle spoke.
one
You're so quiet.
A policeman was driving along. He saw a car swerving along the road.
Yeah.
And he stopped the car. He looked inside and there's a priest in the car. He said, have you been drinking or something? So the priest said, no, I've only been drinking this water here in the back. So the policeman looks in the back of the car. There's a bottle of wine there on the back seat. He picks up the bottle. He said, this isn't water.
Mm.
The priest said, my God, he's done it again. It's a miracle.
It's good. It's a good one. It's a good one. You got it? No. You don't? Okay. A priest drove the car. Chick, check, chick, check. So the police saw and stopped it. I said, Father, have you been drinking? You know, the priest. So I said, no, I just drink water. And the back there. And so the police looked in the back and saw a bottle of wine, not water. So the priest said, oh, my God, it's a miracle. He did it again. Jesus turned water into wine.
There's another one.
Another similar one.
Not so funny, though. But anyway, one day there was this motor crash. Two cars were destroyed completely. The two people who were driving got out.
Yes.
It's a man and a woman. They said to each other, look, we're cars are completely wrecked, but we're perfectly okay, not one scratch.
Yeah.
It must be fate.
Yes.
So the man said, and look at this here, in this bottle of wine here. Mm-hmm. Everything else is destroyed, but this bottle of wine is completely untouched.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a sign that we should drink it.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman said, okay, that's fine. We'll split it.
Mm-hmm.
So the man said, okay, well, I'll open it. You go ahead. And the woman said, you go ahead and drink yours first.
Mm-hmm.
So he drinks half the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
He says to her, are you not going to drink your wine?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, I think I'll just wait till the police get here.
I understand. Then the police will blame all on the other person. Understand?
Yeah?
Okay, that's what it is. So better don't drink, eh? Nobody can blame you for anything.